It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the program. I do hope that you will call on this subject. How many of you are depressed and frightened and full of anxiety and feel hopeless and you have voices talking in your head, which is about 80% of the people do, and they can't admit it because they don't want anyone to think they're crazy. They won't go to anyone because they don't want anyone to think they're crazy. But everybody has those symptoms, and unhappy and frustrated, and you have associated illnesses and diseases, and also marriage complications and problems with your children, etc., etc. And so this country's in hell of a mess. And the problem with democracy that it is very generous with its freedom until it becomes a license so that you keep helping to free people. But when you help people to be free, it's licensed to them. Then you're the licensee or the licensor. And so pretty soon the people you license have more freedom than you do, you see. And then you try to take it away from them, you haven't got the strength because you gave them the power. See, when you kiss up to somebody and help them when they should be helping themselves, that's what's happened. It drains you of energy and you give them a certain power and strength that they have no business having. They should have earned it by virtue of character. And then, of course, they become bullies. You know, you married one of those people, haven't you? I mean, whether you're a lady or a gentleman, you married a woman and you married a man, and you thought he was a nice man, and all of a sudden you give yourself to him, and you love him, and you support him, and you want to give him all the love you can. But what you're giving him is license to take advantage of you, and then you get shocked when he starts to take advantage of you and demand more of you. More of that freedom, more and more, but now he's taking your freedom away, see. So, this is what's happened to America. Am I right? Yeah. It's a hypnotic state that most of us are in. You cannot speak up. When you're in that condition, where the shock of friendship has become fiendship, and when your love is a license to do, when you don't know it's a license, when which you're feeding the appetite of someone who could take more and more, and the more you give, the more they want from you, and you can't stop because they yell and scream and call you all kinds of names, and you wonder where all those names are coming from. Unless you give yourself to them and give in, they're not going to let up. And does this describe you? Well, you need to learn to deal with that because that's what's coming down the pike. It's been coming down the pike for a long time. So I understand it as hypnosis. It's like a type of hypnosis. And it's very, very difficult to break once you become a victim of one of these people, or a whole bunch of them, like a gang, or a church, or a political party. And of course, it's what it is right now, but I'm not going to go there. You become frozen. Your machinery answers to those noises. So, politicians are the same way. You elect them, and you give them power, and they want more. And you wonder why none of the politicians do what they're supposed to. All they want is more power. You give them power. That's the problem. The trouble is, you have to learn the ways of the world. But the number is 1-800-866-8883. But I have a way that I can help all of you, this whole country. If you will cooperate with me, if you will please cooperate and do as I ask you this evening, and I'm going to tell you what I want to do, and those of you who are familiar with my work will understand me. I'm going to send an email to tens of thousands of people and get this thing moving, a show on the road. But I'll tell you what it is after I come back from the break. The number to call on the program is 800-866-8883. And the problem with you right now is that you don't want to speak up. You've got the issues, and I'm a person sitting you know, on a journey with you on an airplane or in a car, and you could talk to me about your problems and loosen your tongue, and I will encourage you to speak up and get what's on your chest off your chest, and you'd be free. Your freedom comes from being able to speak up without worrying about what comes back at you. And if you have a problem of not being able to speak up and you're repressed and you can hardly speak up, you've lost not only your personal freedom, collectively you've lost the whole country's freedom. I'm Roy Masters. We'll be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883. Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters and David Masters. To reach Roy, dial 1-800-866-8883. Call Monday through Friday between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time. That's 1-800-866-8883. And now, here's Roy.
Hello, everyone. Look, I have lots of emails and lots of text messages. And I'd love to get at those. The only problem with, look, forgive me if I say this, I use those as a last resort when you all are shut up and something which needs to be said won't come out. And I want you to disagree with me. See if you can. I want you, you need to disagree with me with respect. With respect, I disagree with you, Roy Masters. See, let me show you what I think, where I think you're wrong. See, now, in 50 years, no, that's never happened. I've had people call me names and attack me personally, which you've seen it happen to you in your own life. That's the problem of our country, you see. When a person is wrong, they will defend that wrong to your death. And I mean that. There's something about a person who's wrong that, in that state, they take advantage that they shouldn't. And because you love them, or because you had an idea of them which you projected, for which reason you may have married them, for example, and elected them, but I don't want to go there because we can take it as far as all the way up, you know, to the top of the chain at the White House, but I'm not going to go there tonight. I'm just going to keep it on a local level, and you'll get my drift sooner or later. So you marry someone that you love, and the marriage bells ring, and everything's honky-dory, and it begins. And it begins the same for everyone, whether it's the man that becomes the victim of the girl of his dreams, who becomes the nightmare of schemes, or vice versa. The man is a nightmare of schemes. But the point is, let, for example, the lady, because we have lots of reports of, you know, marital violence and women being beaten. But what you don't hear is that men get more beaten than men. But point is, it does happen the way I'm about to explain. You project upon someone the lie of genius, the lie of, you project to them perfection. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't she wonderful? Right? And you give yourself to that person. You give them your all. The keys to the car, the keys to your... If you're a man, but if you're a woman, you give her, give him sex. And you cater to him. And you love him. But what you don't know is you don't know how to deal with that power. What you don't know is you're nurturing what's wrong with him. Same with politicians. They all have that face. And as they love you, and they look like they love you, they look like they want to help you. But you're married to one who looked like the Prince Charming, or the girl of your dream. But each one eventually turns out to be just the opposite of what you thought. You ran away from a situation like that from your home. You ran towards someone who you thought will save you. And then you find that you're doing business with the devil. And what I'm trying to say here is that this is a hypnotic state which is an inherited proclivity. It's generational. It's the same thing from the very, very beginning. You keep transferring power over you to a person to save you. I want you to mull over that for a little while. Now, when that person gets what they want from you, and then they start to do injustice to you, if you put them on a pedestal and you make them feel like they can do no wrong, they're perfect, they're not. They're very imperfect. So what you are dealing with, what you are nurturing, is the imperfect side. That's what you're nurturing. So when you give your love so willingly, you're expecting love back. So you're giving something and hoping to get something. And in this game of life, where you have immature people who do not know what love is. Now, let me put it this way. You are looking to save someone who will save you. In other words, you put somebody in a pedestal, and that person on the pedestal is supposed to acknowledge you. Well, let me put it in very simple terms. When you put somebody on a pedestal, you have made a god. You know, it could be anybody. It could be a politician. It could be your husband. It could be your wife. You could put your children on a pedestal and project to them the idea of genius, that they're perfect and wonderful only because you love them. What does that mean? What you're really doing deep down in the realm of forces, madness, evil, what you're really doing is what you do not see you're doing, and you're making the same mistake everybody on earth has ever made, for which you have reason. You have misery and suffering and war and illness and disease and madness and broken homes, and you just name it. What you're doing is creating a god, and you're the god maker, greater than the god you have made, and therefore you want this god to love you, to perfect your goodness, to love your perfect love. You see, what I'm saying here is that this gets difficult, but you are a god maker, greater than the god you have made, and you expect actually to be worshipped. That person to love you for making him, giving him that power. You're giving that person power to redeem you of your faults. That you don't know you're doing that, but you've created a god that will accept you as you are, to love you in such a way that his love will make you perfect. But you think your love is perfect to begin with. This is insanity. But everybody does it. And now, freeze frame that idea. And now you're married and you've got a person who's being mean to you. You're married 6 months, a year, you've got children, a child, and you're kind of stuck. Another person knows it. And so they know they have a hold on you, and now you're about to realize that you're not in power. You who give somebody power, who put them on a pedestal. They like that pedestal. What you're freeing them is from their conscience. Now, you understand what I just said? The person you're loving is imperfect. And when you love them, they get caught up with this, your love. They feel elevated by it, empowered. You've given them power. You have given them your power. You've given up your freedom for the sake of getting them to say, I love you, you're perfect. In other words, to be perfected by their love because of your love. It doesn't make any sense, but that's how it works. It doesn't ever work that way. It doesn't ever work that way. What you're doing is giving the worst in that person power. And that person is freed from the conscience to hurt you. And when he comes down to accept that power, you have a devil on your hands. Now hold it. I just want to finish the thought just a little bit more careful. Thank you. It's just a few minutes longer, because it's an idea that cannot be interrupted by any noise. So forgive me. Ladies and gentlemen, 800-866-8883, and that's an 800 number, 9 to 11, every evening, Monday through Friday. Now, do you understand that when you put a person on a pedestal and you give them power, you give them license to hurt you? Because you're giving the darkness in him, the worst in him, the idea he can do no wrong. That's ego. So what happens when you spoil children? They nag you and nag you, and you give in to them and you spoil them, and you think that's love. And you continue that relationship with your husband or your children. See, I'm speaking for you from the point of view being a victim. You're giving that dark side that needs to be corrected, that needs to be stopped. But when you've given them the power, they want more of it, because they come down from God, the God power. They come down to accept. That's a sin. It's a sin for you to give them that power, to make them a God. It's a sin for them to fall to accept it. Do you get my drift? That's what's happening to your country, see. It's a badness. But the trouble is, you get so upset when you see them taking advantage that you dare not speak up to them, because you've tasted the sense of worth, which is worthless, in exchange for which you have to go on, keep on doing, hoping that he will finally recognize you. So even if though he or she runs around with somebody else and does all kinds of manner of things, you're addicted to that person because you made them God. You gave them the power to not have a conscience. Is it gave you the power to degrade you and give? If you don't give them any more, you don't give them any more love voluntarily, they'll make you give it to, because they're addicted, and they become more ruthless for the sake of it. Now, do you understand what you have in your country now? When you put people on pedestals, the most loathsome people. You put the most loathsome people in power. You always had, but it's getting worse. Over the years, it got worse and worse and worse. Now, I'm going to stop there. Because I'll go in depth, and I don't want to be political. But, see, and it's in a manner of speaking, I am. You are part of the problem. Every family is in a situation like this, is part of the problem. And when you elect somebody, you will do the same thing when you elect a politician as you do when you elect a husband or wife. And that's why you're being screwed. And you can't speak up. They won't let you speak up after a while. They won't let you. They don't want to hear the truth. They're the dark God, aren't they? They don't want to hear truth. When you finally find your voice, they don't want to hear it. They want more from you. They want more from you. And they want more from you, and they become ruthless and never stop. And they will degrade you, call you all kinds of names in order to make you give yourself up. Okay, you all become slaves that way. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Anything you could do, I could do better.
Are you struggling with life's problems? Are you ready to let go of whatever it is that's making you unhappy?
I was addicted on drugs, especially on crack cocaine. And it was through Roy Masters that I realized that I should be the watcher, that there is another entity that was in me that was coming up every time I did this.
If you're not in control of yourself, someone or something else will be.
I mean, there's everything else out there, but you are the true deal.
It's the struggle that you need to understand.
He told me to watch. Every time that entity arrived in my body, I should watch. And every time I watched, it showed the light. It showed the light of God itself. And that was the reason I am clean today. So I don't even revert back to it. I knew I had to speak up. You guys are the real deal.
Most of your problems are there because you aren't living your own life.
You got me back with my wife Not only with my addiction, but you got me back with my wife and taught me how to be a man.
Every time you react improperly, every time you get upset, every time you get angry or excited, you change a little bit and you stop being yourself.
It's because of Roy Masters did I realize how to watch. And every time that entity rose, did I realize to watch. And I knew that it wasn't me.
Are you ready to be yourself again?
Roy had that wisdom. He is the messenger that got me off of crack cocaine and got me back with the wife that had my sons. My four sons don't even speak to me today, but I know they're watching from the trailer because my fidelity and my madness to my wife, she relates to them.
Each time you step back from your thinking process, your thoughts become weaker and you become stronger.
Not only am I completely over my addiction, this family will be reunited one day because of this teacher and this wisdom. And Roy taught me not to hate my parents, but to forgive them. And through forgiveness, it's not forgiving them in a sense of a word, but it's not resenting them or hating them. Listen, I've been through the system. I've been through prison because of this, because of this entity living within me. But because of Roy, he showed me that it's not me. It's an entity that's rising within us, that it's generational. And all I can say is God bless you, and I give you the strength of Jesus Christ that this is, continues on.
Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. It is the key to unlocking the door that keeps you a prisoner in your own life. Be Still and Know is a concentration exercise. It is the key to unlocking the potential of your own mind. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. Call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. Are you struggling with life's problems?
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, we'll take some callers now. I hope that opening helped you a lot. And there's something I want you to do this evening, but I got started off on the wrong foot, so I'm going to take calls instead, and then I'll do it tomorrow night. I want to help this country, and I know exactly what to do, and it's something I want to get you all together, and so have some friends listening tomorrow night, and I'll tell you my little secret. We can save this country very easy without being political. All right, we're going to go to Joanne in Ojai. Hello, Joanne. What can I do for you?
Oh, hi, Roy.
I can't hear her. I can hear her, but she's not. Hello. All I said hello, but I can't hear anymore.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Fine.
Okay, thank you. I have a civil lawsuit against me. My aunt left me her inheritance in her will, and my sister and my cousins are contesting
it. Can't help you. That's not a good. That's not a good thing for my program.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let you go. Bye. Let me take another call. Let me see. Martha in Mexico. Hello, Martha.
Oh, hi, Roy.
New Mexico, sorry. Go ahead.
I called you the other night, and you said to call back. We talked about our heart problems, actually. But what I'm calling about is when my sister is cruel sometimes, it's not that I react. It's just that I feel that energy in my heart.
No, it is that you react. It's not true that you don't understand yourself. It is you cannot speak up to your sister. And I've told, if you listen carefully to the opening of my program, you will see that somehow your sister has taken the place of your mother.
Huh.
And so that you, in other words, you yielded to your mother and she became your mother. And something like that, we're having a wild guess, but I don't think it's wild. I think it's true because you have your sister on a pedestal. In other words, you can't speak up to her. You cannot put her in her place. And the reason is because you want something from her. You want her to love you.
But I do put her in her place, Roy.
But she doesn't stay there because your daughter. You say she's cruel to you. If she's cruel to you, there's two things you do. You don't get upset with her and hold your ground, and sort of polish your fingernails on your lapel or your shirt, what's that homosexual senator we have, Barney Frank. He died when someone was criticizing him, he just looked and sort of like he was polishing his fingernails. It's like, you could go ahead and talk, but you're not going to get to me. Well, I don't want you to be quite like that, but you have to learn to be immune to the cruelty, and you can only be immune to the cruelty by being above it. That is, by being forgiving, which means giving before. In other words, you already forgave her. As Christ already forgave you, if you would experience the salvation of your own church, understanding of your own church, you will be immune to the wrongdoings of others, as if to say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. In other words, the cruelty in your sister is not your sister.
No.
She was hurt as a child. I know, but the point is, yes, but she's schizophrenic, you play up to that. And you don't know how to deal with it, so whether you speak, when you get angry with her, it empowers her because she enjoys you getting angry.
I don't.
Because when you,
I really don't.
No, you do. Inside you do. You are talking about the effect of her cruelty. If a person is cruel to you and you are affected by it, the way you are calling me tonight, you must be seriously affected because you wouldn't be calling me. This is not something just that happened yesterday. This is lifetime. And to the degree that you are affected, and to that degree, you are resentful.
Oh, I just got it. Okay.
So, and now, resentment is not an anger. It can be, but then you make a fool of yourself. So then, rather than making a fool of yourself, you suppress it. And then you give her. Then, when you suppress it, you give her a pass, and she knows she's controlling you, and you're helping her to be more schizophrenic. When you tell me your sister is schizophrenic, that didn't come from your father. That came from your mother.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of the opening on your program, and I hated my mother. She spoiled me, and she had a. I can see
and
that.
And what did she do? What did she do to your sister?
She was mean to my sister. She sent her away.
But your sister is mean to you.
Yes, and then she gets nice later, and then.
She changes her face. Just when you're about to speak up, she puts on a nice face. Do you know some politicians do the same thing? They act like.
No, I speak up, and then she gets nice, Roy, and then. Okay for a while, and then all of a sudden it's just like
No. You're not hearing me. She doesn't get nice. She blocks you.
Oh, okay.
And then, I've been married 57 years. I keep bringing up my wife because I have most important experiences being married, and I've seen how. And never say sorry, and next day be very pleasant to me for a couple of days. But I call that the art of intimidation by unfinished business. She never says she's sorry. But then she acts okay for a couple of days because she's got your goat, and she's empowered for a couple of days. And after a while, in order to get some more power, she has to intimidate you. See, and then you get upset, and you give her some more power. And you give her power whether you resent her secretly, or you give off an energy, or you get along with her and think everything's all right for a while, then you get disarmed. And when you're disarmed, there she comes again. All right, we'll be right back. Hold it, don't hold it now. Hold it now. You listen to what I'm saying now. This is how they work. They cannot help themselves, neither can you help yourself. We'll be right back. Okay.
On your mind. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, now, I want you to write this number down. This is very, very important. This is not just for you. You can use it, and you can learn to be free. It could loosen your tongue. It will give you the power, help you have the power. You have it within you to restore the power to be able to speak up and learn to take the backlash without cringing and really upset the people who upset you without, because they can't upset you. If they can't upset you, it upsets them. Now get that. It means you've found your power and you're not looking for their approval anymore and you don't care what they think. But the minute you give up your power, you do care what they think because you eat the lie of their love. You swallow it and you cater to it. So no wonder you care when they turn around and damn you and curse you because you don't want to do what, because you won't put up with their meanness and their demands, become ruthless for the sake of more power. So yes, you do care when they start to curse you and cuss you out and say all manner of horrible things. And so therefore you get upset and you give in again, hoping for their approval. You see, so the fact that you need approval sets you up for disapproval and rejection. Because you want to be accepted, it sets you up for rejection. And it will kill you. I tell you, you will die from this. The nation will die from not being able to speak up for putting politicians on a pedestal. You will die from it. You will lose your slavery. You will lose your freedom for it, from it. That's all. You need to find your voice. But you've got to start with your family and your fiends. All right. Now, look, here's the number. 206-315-4836. That's the telephone number where you can hear my voice helping you set free. And write that number down. 206-315-4836. And email your friends who you know who have emotional problems, depression problems, anxiety problems, bipolar problems, whatever they have. Try this, say. Don't say who it is. I won't say who I am if you don't say who I am. It's just got to be a voice. It's better that it has no tag, no name tag on it. It works better. It doesn't have a personality attached to it where you can put me on a pedestal. Got it? Here's the number. 206-315-4836. Now, you go to the telephone any time of the day, and it's there. A meditation exercise. A little exercise that will help set you free and loosen your tongue and get rid of all that anger and frustration, anxiety. It will go away. Not for all of you, because not all of you are ready for it. But all those of you who can hear my voice, it will work for you if you like what I'm saying and you say, this man knows what he's talking about. He seems to understand my heart. I don't have to understand your heart. Your heart is like everybody else's. You're a clone. And the people in this, the people in power know it. You have no power against these people. You've put them on a pedestal, and you're frozen, and you can only be violent, and you have to watch for that very carefully. What you need to do is, please call this number, and let me help you. Give this on a piece of paper. Put it on an email, send it to a friend, and get a friend to send it to a friend. It's like a virus. It's like a virus that will spread throughout the country. And everybody will start to wake up. Every race and color and creed. We'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, now this number is 206-315-4836 in case you missed it. That's a number that you can call any time of the day or night when you're in the midst of despair, in the middle of the night somewhere, broken, on your cell phone. You can pull over your car on the side of the road and listen to it through your speakers. And sit quietly and become free. It is very simple. You can't find this in any church, synagogue, psychiatrist, and psychologist's office. I'm sorry, with all due respect. And mostly there's hypnotic techniques there. drugs to solve spiritual problems. No good. That's what alcohol is, drug to solve that kind of problem. So, okay, now Martha, are you still there? Are you beginning to understand? Because I don't have a lot of time. You either get it, you don't.
You've got to
drop the resentment towards your sister. You've got to stop looking for approval. It starts with seeing that you need the approval of this. You want to love this woman. You want to love this sister. But you're a slave of having to do that, hoping that if you love her enough, she won't be schizophrenic, she won't hate you, she won't be cruel to you anymore. But she's playing a game. That fact that you're loving her to be loved, to get a sense of worth from her love, means that the cruelty will hurt you that much more, when the love you give her makes her worse.
Okay.
You're better off if you could learn not to seek the approval of any person, place, or thing. Not to feel a sense of worth from anything, not even driving your car. Getting a new car gives you a sense of worth. That is dangerous.
Okay.
That's why your garage is full of junk. Or people's garages are full of junk. They buy it because, it's something new. They buy a new coat, new clothes, because it has like new skin. A sense of worth. You are not a complete person if you look for any approval from anyone. Or help from anybody. Help will come, but you don't cry out for that help. You cry inward. In other words, if you don't cry outwards, then you are in trouble. But when you're in trouble and you don't cry outward, the cry is inward, and the answers come. The minute you cry outward, you're creating an outer God to give you a sense of worth, to help you solve your problems. Or you try to help someone in the hope that they'll appreciate you helping them, and they'll enslave you to that. You open your door to a Skid Row person, and you bring them into your house, and you do more and more for them, and they do less and less for you, and you get so frustrated, pretty soon they own your house and throw you out. That's what's happening to your country.
I gotta go now.
All right, let's take another call. Some people are soulful, some people are not. Some people I just use as a sounding board to make a point. If they learn something, that's fine. Did you learn anything? Ladies and gentlemen, who's guilty of what I just said? Nobody? Nobody's guilty of putting somebody on a pedestal and giving themselves and then running after them because they're running away from you? Or they're using you and two-timing you and get away with it? And you've given yourself to them, and you've given all your love and your life, and they're playing with you, and then you complain about it, and they scream and yell at you and call you all kinds of names, and then you cringe and crawl and try to get that love. That's what resentment does. Resentment makes you shrivel. It makes you inferior to the person who screams. And then to silence the scream, you look for their love. You be a liberal, it's not a politics. It could be a politics. But a liberal is a mindset. A liberal is a sweet, kindly person, usually, and with good values, the classic liberal, but they don't want to be like the things they've hated. They've come from a family of violence and everything, so they don't want to stoop to that level. But they don't realize they're part of the problem because they're all people pleasers. Everybody likes them. And they don't realize that they're a slave and then they elect likable people who take advantage. And slowly but surely, the ones you marry and the ones you elect behave the way I told you. And when they get the power, the mask comes off. When they get the power, the mask comes off. That's when they start to do things that you don't like, but you don't want to resent it because, if I'm coming like the person, I hate it. So you give them a pass. You give them a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance, and pretty soon they own you. Mike online. Las Vegas, all bean.
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you?
My wife left me about a week ago. I'm 24, she's 21. We got two little boys that are 1 and 2 years old.
Did she take the children?
No, I have the children.
Oh dear. Well, can you explain any reason you can give me why she left?
Yes. Yes, I had a long history. I was a heroin addict for about 3 years.
She married you to save you, did she? She felt sorry for you? Do you think so?
It actually came about after we were married is when we were young and we partied together, but heroin came into the picture later.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
And now, I'm clean and been clean for some time now, about a year, but there's a lot of issues there and a lot of repairs that need to be made to our relationship that I don't know how to facilitate monetary issues that I don't think she's happy with where we're at and stuff like that. And she uses all these reasons, but I was listening to your opening and, she's done things to me, she's cheated on me, but, before our marriage and stuff like that. But I listened to you talking about giving that person the power and I feel like I'm so guilty of that, but I can't bring myself to not be like that. I just want her back. And
I know, but you want the very thing that's going to kill you back. That's what it boils down to. That a woman typically runs after a guy and says F you and all kinds of horrible language and effort. What's the word for the epithets?
Right.
I can't think of the right word. When the language is poor. What do they call rude language? Nobody knows. Anyway, but when a woman runs after a man, or a man runs after a woman, and that person does all kinds of bad things. And flips you off in every way possible, rejects you, it makes you angry and makes you feel guilty as if you have not loved them enough. There's something about anger and resentment, which is a terrible sin. See, you've put that person on the pedestal to love you. And to accept you as you are, that's what you do to each other. But let's isolate it to you, so that we can see how it applies to you. So you put her on a pedestal. Isn't she wonderful? She's given you the freedom from conscience. And that's how you party together. And so, so therefore, it frees you from conscience. And it was felt so good. It felt like love, but it was hell. You see, and after a while, you become addicted to that. And your conscience starts to bother you with the terrible pain. Then you think your conscience is the enemy. And then you don't want heroin anymore, you just want her.
Right.
You want to get clean, you're a decent person, maybe you can just, if you loved her, but then she's the heroin. Then you forget the heroin, the woman herself, behind the fact that she was giving you heroin, there's something behind that. She was the gift. She gave that to you. She gave you permission to get that. She gave you a false freedom with a fake love. But she didn't know that. But behind the woman is something else. There's something called hell. And conversely, it would be the same with a man. See that? And so what you're doing is running after hell. And if that woman isn't there, she'll be in your imagination for the rest of your life. You'd always be the one. She'll always be the one you want, you could never have. And if you ever get married again, that will always be in the back of your mind that will disturb the new marriage. Because the woman you'll be married will see you having sex with somebody else. It wouldn't be her. She'd know it.
So what kind of proactive steps can I take to try and free myself from that?
You can't free yourself. You need to be saved. Now, I'm Jewish. Can you imagine a Jewish man saying you need to be saved?
Right.
Well, a Jewish man once said that. The first Jewish man, his name is Jesus. He said that, didn't he?
As I got into the New Testament, being raised a Jew,
here's the man.
I was interested in learning what this book was talking about. It was very confusing. And my problem was, how do I understand this thing unless somebody teaches me? So I started searching the continent for teachers, and I never found one. I wound up teaching people I was searching while I was searching. And the reality was, it took many decades to unravel what I call the language of angels.
the language of angels, my friend, is, look, how long have you been listening to me? See, this man is a Jewish man, and he eventually found what I found. But it didn't take me decades, actually. I learned it very early on in life. And I won't tell you the story right now. I won't bore you with it. But I can actually show you where it's at inside you. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And you think of it as your enemy. And you think of those who love you and rescue you from this conscience, this painful conscience, which seems like a punisher. And as long as you think of your conscience as a punisher, the pleasures of the world will lure you. And those associated with it, like a woman or a dope pusher. Follow that? Or just the woman herself with her voluptuousness and the pleasure she's able to give you. It's hypnotic state. It is called sin. Sin is more than a hypnotic state. It is a possession as well. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
That's the reason why you can't save yourself, because you are possessed by the forces that operated through this lady. And she's still possessed by it. She senses that you want to get better, and she doesn't want to get better. She's threatened by the idea that you are becoming a man. Do not pine for her.
And that's the very thing that she says is the problem, that I'm not becoming enough of a man, she says.
No, you're not. But you are becoming a man because you want to do the right thing. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And what does she mean by not becoming enough of a man? Because she may have a point. What does she mean?
She says that, I mean, for so long, you know, when I was in my active addiction through our marriage, you know, I guess you could kind of say that gave her a lot of power, because I always bowed down to anything she said. It was
called
the shots, because she had that to hold over me, that, oh, you're just this dope fiend, you're just this, you're screwing this up, screwing that up. And so she called all the shots. She definitely wore the pants in the relationship. And now that I'm clean and stuff like that, she wants me to take charge, to be more assertive, which then when I do, just infuriates her.
I know, that's right,
whenever
infuriates
I do that very thing.
She's playing the game. But now, I have to talk to you. I have to talk to you about this very thing. Remember what you just said, the last few words. When you try to take charge, she infuriates you. Remember those words and play them back to me. Okay, 800. If you want to go to my website, is fhu.com. And if you want to get a CD and you don't have any computer, then you call 800-877-32. Okay, now look, what you will get if you go to fhu.com is, you'll see, the first thing you see is what you should get. It's called Be Still and Know. It's a concentration exercise that will bring you to the source within you, that will take all your dependence away on people, places, and things, and make you independent and give you the strength that this young man needs. We all need that strength. Because when you start to be a real person, the world that you come from has no tolerance for it. The world has no tolerance for me. No, you won't take me seriously. No, you actually may feel like I'm being rude and take it personally and insulted. What a mean man, you think to yourself. How could he talk to anybody this way? I mean, that's just strength. I don't let anyone get away with anything. And if I can't speak to them, I will not let them get to me, and I get to them in silence. I get to them in a way, not by just being silent and repressing it, but being silent without repression. It means I'm stronger than you. You cannot get to me. I'm getting to you. But I'm not saying that to myself. I just don't notice. I don't notice the meanness. It doesn't feel like meanness. It doesn't look like meanness. It seems like a pathetic attempt. And they just don't know what they're dealing with. And that is what I want you to have with everybody, your children, with your wife, your husband, your politicians. If you can do that, we save the country. The number is 206-315-4836. 206-315-4836. You can listen on the telephone anywhere in the world and get hold of this material. No charge, no cost. Anybody. Pass it along to a friend. Pass it to someone who is full of anxiety and needs help and desperate and, you know, depressed, suicidal. Give it to somebody. Take a piece of paper and scribble it, have it one in your pocket and hand it to someone. Say, try this, you don't look well. You want to stop smoking? You want to stop smoking? Try this. You want to stop drinking? Try this. And email your friends. Give bits of pieces of paper, but don't mention who I am. Okay, thank you. And go to the website, since you know who I am, FHU.com, or the office number is 800-877-3227.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
That's better than the junky music. Where are you? Mike, are you there?
Yes.
Now, where are we? I asked you to play back something to me. What it was, I think it was that you start to stand up to her, be the man, and you meeting the devil. Is that right?
Exactly.
I know. But the devil is what she needs to be freed from. Now, here it is. How far away is she? Has she gone? Does she come back? Does she visit the kids?
Yeah, she's been trying to...
Are you going to have another opportunity?
She's been trying to have me, you know, bring the kids to her one or two days a week. You know, we were separated, not legally or nothing. She went off. She had a separate boyfriend. We were separate for like 9 months, and I was just torn up about it and just wanted her back.
Yeah, but being torn up about it is going to kill you.
Then I finally, you know, made a decision that, you know what, this has just got to end, and I went to her, and I had talked to an attorney, and...
No, it's not that. No, forget. No, that's not it. That's the earthy way. We're talking about a spiritual way.
Her come back to me this time is when I mentioned.
All right, fair enough. Okay,
hold it.
We've only got so much time, and I want you to hear me because I already heard enough to give you some advice. Did you get that phone number? The 206. Did you write it down?
Yes.
Okay, make sure, because you'll need that tonight, because you're going to call me tomorrow. I want you to listen to that tonight and call me tomorrow, and maybe listen to it a couple of times. You pick up the phone tomorrow, and make sure you hear it several times tomorrow.
Okay.
And give it to her. That's not a bad idea, but I think maybe not, because I want her to see that the next time you speak up to her, and you suddenly the devil comes out, understand she's a prisoner of that. Understand you're not dealing with her, and the devil is not dealing with you. The dark side of her is run into God, not you. You've got to get out of the way. You've got to get your personal feelings out of the way. You've got to get this rejection thing, you know, the hurt feelings. You have to learn. If you find what I'm saying you can find inside you, that you speak up and expect all hell to break loose, and you expect to stay absolutely firm, so she throws a tantrum, and you stand there perfectly quiet, she wants to hurt you, you just hold her gently, not with shaking with anger, because you can always feel somebody holding you, trembling with anger, trying to stop you, but it only empowers that person. Calm does it. Unmovable does it. And they scream loud like she's a naughty kid. She needs, that's what she needs from a good father. That's what she needs from a good father in a husband, the heavenly father. That's what she needs. And she'll do that more than once or twice. And she'll scream and yell. And you don't respond to that. And she'll get over it. She gets over it, she runs away, but then may think better of it. Or she runs away and never comes back, and then you got rid of what you should never have had. But if there's any good in her, she'll like it. She'll hate you at first and try to break you of it.
But it wouldn't be her that's trying to break you of it. It will be the sin in her that's enslaving her. Do you understand, my friend?
Yeah, Roy.
Okay, my friend. All right. Call me tomorrow.
All right. God bless you, Roy. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, all of you do this. All of you who listen and passively and like what I'm saying, but your life isn't right, your country isn't right, you need what I have. And the best way I can deliver it to you is pick up the phone so you can do it on your own. No one is looking. And it'll just be a recording anyway, but it's one hell of a recording. It's the recording that soldiers use to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, and it works. We're giving thousands and thousands away, and the demand is growing because it works. They don't kill themselves anymore, those who get it. All right. And if you live in a world that's getting worse, suicides will rise, depressions will rise, and they'll be rising with drugs. You know, like you're partying, but it won't be a party. All right. So drugs are not the solution for the kind of things we're talking about. We're dealing with spiritual forces. We fight not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers in hidden places. It's subtle, isn't it? Marriage is subtle. Relationships are subtle. You have to have the inner strength because you cannot help but be betrayed by people. They can't help betraying you. Don't you get it? The country that will be divided, you see. And so that's what's happening because we don't know how to deal with it. We feed ourselves to it. So let's not be political. Let's make it on a personal level. That's good enough for me. Everybody get this number down, 206-315-4836. Those of you who would like to buy the CD and a book called How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, you can call the office, 800-877-3227, 800-877-3227. That's business hours, Pacific time. Thank you for your support.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus.
If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website fhu.com. That's fhu.com. Are you ready to take control over your life?
Before I got involved in doing the observation exercise, I used to go to a 12-step group. I don't go to them anymore because I discovered that they're basically worthless because all I'm doing is talking about my past. Since I started doing the exercise, I barely think about the past anymore. It's going away. But even in those periods when I used to go to these recovery groups, it seemed like the longest period of time I could ever go without backsliding would be like 3 months. This time, I don't feel guilty about what I did. I understand what I did. This type of an incident in the past would have put me in a depression. I would have stopped working, just created more and more pain for myself. You talk about how you effortlessly will leave these things behind, and it's so true. It's so amazing.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Learn how to deal with stress properly. Visit FHU.com.